Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? We've got a whole bunch of AI news to unpack today, and let me tell you, things are getting really interesting.
It's definitely been a busy week in the AI world.
So, just to set the stage, we've been combing through tons of recent articles and announcements, and it seems like every major tech company is making big moves in AI.
Yeah, it feels like we're at a tipping point where AI is going from this kind of niche technology to something that's going to be woven into every aspect of our lives.
Right. Like, remember when AI was just the sci-fi concept? Now it's writing our code, composing music, even creating art.
And we're just scratching the surface. The speed of development is mind-blowing.
Okay, so let's jump right in. One of the biggest stories this week was Google revealing that 25%, a full quarter of their new code, is now being generated by AI. That's huge, right?
It's a massive shift. I mean, just imagine what that means for software development.
Yeah, like, is this the beginning of the end for human coders?
Well, not necessarily. I think it's more about a change in how we approach coding. AI can handle a lot of the repetitive, time-consuming tasks, which frees up human developers to focus on more creative and complex problem-solving.
So it's more like AI is becoming a partner to developers, not a replacement.
Exactly. It's about augmenting human capabilities, not eliminating them.
Okay, that makes sense. But it still makes you wonder about the economic impact, right? What happens to all those coding jobs if AI is doing a lot of the work?
It's definitely a valid concern. There will be some disruption, for sure. But AI also creates new opportunities. We're going to need people who can design, manage, and maintain these AI systems, and who can work alongside AI to create even more innovative software.
So it's more about adapting and learning new skills.
Exactly. Like with any technological shift, there will be winners and losers. The key is to stay ahead of the curve and embrace the opportunities AI presents.
All right, so Google's making waves with AI coding, but they're not the only ones. Meta, Facebook's parent company, is building its own AI search engine to take on Google head-on.
Oh yeah, this is going to be interesting. Meta has a massive amount of data on user behavior and social connections, which could give them a unique edge in search.
Right, like imagine a search engine that actually understands what you're looking for, not just what keywords you type in.
Exactly. It could be a whole new way to discover information.
And then there's Apple, who finally jumped into the AI game this week with their Apple Intelligence platform. It felt like they were the last big tech company to really embrace AI.
Yeah, Apple's always been known for taking a more measured approach to new technology. They tend to wait and see how things develop before jumping in.
So why do you think they decided to go all in on AI now?
My guess is they've been working on this for a while behind the scenes, and they finally felt like the technology was mature enough to integrate seamlessly into their products.
And they're all about that seamless user experience, right?
Absolutely. Apple's focus is always on how technology can improve people's lives, not just on the tech itself. So I'm sure they put a lot of thought into how to make AI feel intuitive and user-friendly.
Okay, so we've got AI writing code, revolutionizing search, and even becoming a key part of Apple's strategy. But let's shift gears a bit and talk about how this AI surge is impacting other areas of our lives, like education. One article we read claimed that AI tutors can actually be more effective than human teachers in some cases.
Yeah, I saw that one. It's fascinating, right? They even cited a study where students using AI tutors learn twice as much in half the time.
That's incredible. Is this the beginning of the end for traditional classrooms?
Well, it's definitely a wake-up call for the education system.
Yeah.
AI tutors can provide personalized instruction tailored to each student's needs and learning style, something that's hard for even the best human teachers to do with large class sizes.
So it's like having a personal tutor for every student.
Exactly. AI can adapt to the student's pace, provide instant feedback, and even identify areas where they need more help.
But isn't there something lost when you take the human element out of education? Like, what about the social and emotional aspects of learning, interacting with other students and teachers?
You're right, that's a crucial part of the equation. Education isn't just about absorbing information. It's about developing social skills, critical thinking, and emotional intelligence.
So how do we balance the benefits of personalized AI learning with the importance of human connection?
That's the million-dollar question. I think the future of education lies in finding ways to integrate AI effectively without losing sight of the human element. Maybe it's a combination of AI-powered tools for personalized learning and human teachers who can provide guidance, mentorship, and facilitate those important social interactions.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Absolutely. And speaking of interesting, we've got to talk about this whole AI-generated content explosion that's happening, especially on platforms like Medium. It seems like every other article is written by AI these days.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed that. It's getting harder and harder to tell what's human-written and what's AI-generated.
Exactly. And that raises some big questions about authenticity, originality, and the value we place on human creativity.
Like, if AI can write a blog post that's just as good as something a human could write, what does that mean for writers, for artists, for anyone who creates content?
It's a challenge, for sure. But I think it also presents an opportunity. Maybe it forces us to think more deeply about what makes human creativity unique and valuable. Maybe it pushes us to be even more innovative and original in our work.
So it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Not necessarily. Like with any technology, it depends on how we use it. AI can be a tool for good or for bad. It's up to us to make sure it's used responsibly and ethically.
Speaking of ethical implications, one of the most thought-provoking tools we came across this week was this thing called the bullshitometer.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty wild.
It lets you see how easily AI can be used to manipulate news and information, especially during elections. You can basically choose any bias you want, and the AI will generate a news article to support that bias.
It's a bit scary how convincing it can be. It really highlights the potential for AI to be used for spreading misinformation and propaganda.
Right. Like, imagine how this technology could be weaponized during an election to sway public opinion. It's a reminder that we need to be more critical than ever about the information we consume online.
Absolutely. We can't just blindly trust everything we read or see. We need to develop those critical thinking skills, be aware of our own biases, and always fact-check information from multiple sources.
So what's the overarching takeaway here? What should our listeners be understanding about this AI surge?
I think the key takeaway is that AI is no longer some futuristic concept. It's here, it's rapidly evolving, and it's impacting every aspect of our lives, from how we work to how we learn to how we consume information. AI is changing the game.
And it's only going to get more powerful and more integrated into our world.
Exactly. So the question is, how do we navigate this new AI-powered reality? How do we harness the potential benefits while mitigating the risks? How do we ensure that AI is used to empower humanity, not to control or manipulate us?
Those are some big questions.
They are. And they're questions we all need to be thinking about.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from AI writing code to AI tutors to the potential for AI to be used for good or for bad. I think we need to take a breath and let our listeners process all this.
Sounds like a good plan.
When we come back, we'll dive into some specific examples of AI tools you can use right now and explore what this all means for the future. So stay with us.
All right, welcome back. So we just spent the last part talking about how AI is kind of shaking things up in the tech world,
right?
Google writing its own code, Meta coming after search, Apple finally getting on board with their whole Apple intelligence thing. But now I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about AI in action, like AI tools that you can actually use right now to boost your productivity, unleash your inner artist, all that good stuff.
Yeah, right. Like AI is not just this abstract concept anymore. There's a ton of really cool AI-powered tools and apps that are available right now, and they can make a real difference in our everyday lives. So where should we start?
Well, how about we start with something a lot of us struggle with? Organization. We briefly mentioned Notion earlier, remember? That AI-powered note-taking app. And then there's Grammarly for writing, stuff like that. These are great examples of how AI can be integrated into our workflows to help us, you know, just be more efficient and productive.
Yeah. Notion's been a game changer for me personally. It's like my second brain at this point. But can you break it down a little bit? How does AI actually make Notion so much more than just a regular note-taking app?
So behind the scenes, Notion is using AI to understand the relations between your notes, like the ideas, tasks, all that stuff. It can suggest connections that you might not even see yourself, help you prioritize tasks, even automate some of your workflows.
So it's kind of like having a personal assistant for your brain, helping you keep everything organized and on track.
Exactly. And then you've got something like Grammarly, right? Which is like quietly working in the background, catching all our typos and making sure our writing is clear and concise. It's crazy how AI has become so seamlessly integrated into these everyday tools that we almost forget it's there.
It really is. It's become such a natural part of our digital lives. Okay, so AI can help us be more organized and write better. That's awesome. But what about the creative side of things? I've been hearing a lot about these AI text-to-image generators lately. Are they really as amazing as everyone says?
Oh, they're definitely pushing the boundaries of what's possible. It's actually kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. You literally just describe a scene or a concept in words, and then boom, the AI creates a completely unique and original image based on your description. Stuff like DALL-E and Midjourney is changing the game for visual creativity.
Yeah, it sounds almost magical, but from a more technical standpoint, like how does an AI even learn to translate words into images? That seems like such a complex process.
Okay, so these tools, they use a type of AI called a generative adversarial network, or GAN for short. It's kind of a complicated process, but basically you've got two neural networks working together. One network generates images, and the other acts as a discriminator, like a judge, and it evaluates those images and provides feedback. And through this back and forth process, the AI learns to generate images that are increasingly realistic and aligned with the text prompt.
So it's like a constant learning process.
Yeah, exactly. It's constantly iterating and improving based on the feedback it receives.
Wow, that's incredible. It's amazing how much computational power and data go into creating these AI models.
Right.
But beyond the technical stuff, what really excites me is the potential for creative collaboration between humans and machines. Is this the beginning of like a new era of art making?
I think so. AI tools like these, they can be so empowering for artists, designers, anyone who wants to explore visual expression. Imagine using AI to generate concept sketches, experiment with different artistic styles, or even bring to life those really out there fantastical ideas. It opens up a whole new world of possibilities.
That's so cool. Okay, so we've talked about AI helping us with productivity, writing, and even art. What about using AI to learn new things? Earlier, we mentioned the AI and Machine Learning for Dummies Pro app, but what other resources are out there for folks who want to dive deeper into this world?
Oh, there's tons of great stuff available, especially online. Platforms like Coursera and 8x offer a whole bunch of AI-related courses, from beginner-friendly introductions to more advanced topics. You can learn about everything from the basics of machine learning to the latest research in natural language processing.
So it's becoming more accessible for people who aren't, computer science experts to learn about AI.
Exactly. And I think that's really important because as AI becomes more and more integrated into our lives, it's crucial for everyone to have at least a basic understanding of how it works, the potential benefits, and also the challenges it presents.
Right. Like, we need to be informed citizens in this AI-powered world. So we've explored how AI can boost our productivity, help us be more creative, and even expand our knowledge. Where do we go from here? What's next on our AI adventure?
Well, we've seen a lot of the really exciting and positive potential of AI, right? But now I think it's time to get a little bit real and talk about some of the potential risks and challenges that AI poses. So buckle up, because in the next part, we're going to tackle some of the big questions about AI's impact on the future.
Welcome back to the show. So we've explored the really exciting side of AI, right? All the amazing things it can do. But now it's time to flip the coin and look at the other side, the potential downsides of all this progress.
Yeah, I think that's really important. With any powerful technology, there are always potential risks, and AI is no exception.
So what are some of the biggest concerns people have about AI?
Well, one of the biggest ones is the impact on jobs, right? Like, if AI can automate a lot of the tasks that humans currently do, what happens to those jobs?
All right.
Are we all going to be replaced by robots?
Yeah, that's the big fear, isn't it? The robots are coming for our jobs.
Well, I don't think it's quite that simple. It's not necessarily about robots versus humans. It's more about understanding how AI can change the nature of work. Some jobs might be fully automated, sure. But AI also creates new opportunities, new types of jobs that we haven't even imagined yet.
So it's not just about job losses, it's also about job creation.
Exactly. We're getting people who can design, build, and manage these AI systems, people who can analyze the data, and people who can work alongside AI to solve complex problems.
So maybe it's less about jobs being eliminated and more about them evolving.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. The key is adaptability. We need to be willing to learn new skills and embrace the changes that AI brings.
That makes sense. But let's talk about another concern that comes up a lot with AI, and that's the potential for misuse. Like, remember that bullshitometer tool we talked about? How it can be used to manipulate news? That's just one example of how AI could be used for harmful purposes.
Yeah, that's a big one. And it's not just about spreading misinformation. AI could also be used for things like surveillance, discrimination, even autonomous weapon systems.
Okay, now that is scary stuff. So how do we prevent that? How do we make sure AI is used for good and not for evil?
Well, I think it starts with responsible development and ethical guidelines. We need to think carefully about the potential consequences of the AI systems we create and build in safeguards to prevent misuse.
So it's not just about the tech itself, it's about the people who are creating and using it.
Absolutely. We need to be having these conversations about AI ethics, about bias, about transparency, and making sure that AI is aligned with our values as a society.
You said earlier that AI is a reflection of ourselves. So if we want AI to be a force for good, we need to start with our own intentions.
Exactly. We need to be mindful of the data we feed into AI systems, the goals we set for it, and the ways in which we choose to integrate it into our lives.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of AI, what's your final takeaway for our listeners? What should they be thinking about as they go out into the world and encounter AI in their everyday lives?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to remember that AI is here to stay. It's not going away, and it's going to continue to have a profound impact on our world. So I would say embrace the possibilities, be aware of the challenges, and most importantly, stay engaged in the conversation. The future of AI isn't predetermined. It's something that we're all shaping together.
That's a great point. We all have a role to play in making sure that AI is used to create a better future for everyone. Well, thanks again for joining us for this deep dive into the AI surge. We hope you learned something new today. And as always, keep asking questions, stay curious, and be part of the conversation. We'll see you next time.